青浦区2017学年第一学期九年级期中学业质量调研测试，英语听力部分现在开始。Part A, listen and choose the right picture. 1. Can you see the giant panda in the picture? How lovely!
Can you see the giant panda in the picture? How lovely!
2. Once in an old castle, there lived a beautiful princess named Snow White.
Once in an old castle, there lived a beautiful princess named Snow White.
3. Tom and Mary are going to Hong Kong on business by air this weekend.
Tom and Mary are going to Hong Kong on business by air this weekend.
4. Lily's father began to teach her skating when she was 5 years old.
Lily's father began to teach her skating when she was 5 years old.
5. Chinese people would like to have dinner with their family on New Year's Eve.
Chinese people would like to have dinner with their family on New Year's Eve.
6. My aunt is used to shopping online because it is more convenient.
My aunt is used to shopping online because it is more convenient.
Part B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
7. Mother Day is coming. What surprise will you give her? A scarf or handbag?
Neither. Maybe a pair of sports shoes is a good choice. And you?
I'll buy her a pair of sunglasses.
Question. What will the lady buy for her mother?
Mother's Day is coming. What surprise will you give her? A scarf or handbag?
Neither. Maybe a pair of sports shoes is a good choice. And you?
I'll buy her a pair of sunglasses.
Question. What will the lady buy for her mother? 8. What a heavy rain it is. I hope it will be fine tomorrow. Then we can have the PE lesson.
The weather report says it will be windy in the morning and cloudy in the afternoon.
Question. What's the weather like today? What a heavy rain it is. I hope it will be fine tomorrow. Then we can have the PE lesson.
The weather report says it will be windy in the morning and cloudy in the afternoon.
Question. What's the weather like today? 9. I failed to take the bus to work this morning, though I had waited 30 minutes. At last, I took a taxi instead.
That is why I never go to work by bus. Why don't you take the underground?
But it is too crowded in the rush hour. Maybe I will ride a bike.
Question. How did the man go to work this morning?
I failed to take the bus to work this morning, though I had waited 30 minutes. At last, I took a taxi instead.
That is why I never go to work by bus. Why don't you take the underground?
But it is too crowded in the rush hour. Maybe I will ride a bike.
Question. How did the man go to work this morning?
10. What would you like to eat for dinner? Noodles, sushi, or hamburgers?
I don't like sushi or noodles, and I had a hamburger this morning. What about pizza?
That sounds great. There is a Pizza Hut nearby.
Question. What will they eat for dinner?
What would you like to eat for dinner? Noodles, sushi, or hamburgers?
I don't like sushi or noodles, and I had a hamburger this morning. What about pizza?
That sounds great. There is a Pizza Hut nearby.
Question. What will they eat for dinner?
11. Patty, there is going to be a wonderful lecture tomorrow. Would you like to go with us?
But I have to visit my grandma. She has been ill for 2 weeks. By the way, do you know where I can buy some flowers?
I'm sorry to hear that. There is a flower shop around the corner.
Thank you very much.
Question. Why can't the lady go to the lecture tomorrow? Patty, there is going to be a wonderful lecture tomorrow. Would you like to go with us?
But I have to visit my grandma. She has been ill for 2 weeks. By the way, do you know where I can buy some flowers?
I'm sorry to hear that. There is a flower shop around the corner.
Thank you very much.
Question. Why can't the lady go to the lecture tomorrow? 12. Good afternoon. Where can I take you?
I'm going to the Cotton House Hotel.
You mean the one near the railway station?
Yes.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Good afternoon. Where can I take you?
I'm going to the Cotton House Hotel.
You mean the one near the railway station?
Yes.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
13. Do you know anything about William Shakespeare?
He was a famous playwright. He wrote many plays and poems.
That's right. Who else want to say something? Please raise your hands.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place?
Do you know anything about William Shakespeare?
He was a famous playwright. He wrote many plays and poems.
That's right. Who else want to say something? Please raise your hand.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place?
14. Did you have a good time this holiday?
Yes, I went to Disneyland with my daughter. It was really an amazing place. What about you?
I just stayed at home and took care of the kids. You know, my mother-in-law was ill, and my husband had to look after her.
Question. What are they talking about?
Did you have a good time this holiday?
Yes, I went to Disneyland with my daughter. It was really an amazing place. What about you?
I just stayed at home and took care of the kids. You know, my mother-in-law was ill, and my husband had to look after her.
Question. What are they talking about? C. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our program. Today, I'd like to introduce Sepp Hickman, one of the youngest people to sail across the Atlantic Ocean. Sepp Hickman has a fantastic and exciting hobby. He sailed his boat 5,000 kilometers from England to America. Hello, Sepp.
Hello.
Can you tell us something about your journey? I mean, what did you see and how did you feel?
Yes, sometimes I was afraid, but I still enjoyed every moment. The best things were seeing fish and other animals swimming close to the boat, and I was very happy to arrive in America at last.
That sounds great. What did you do on a boat alone?
I'm busy all the time. It is difficult to make something to eat on this kind of journey because you have to watch the sea all the time. Usually, you eat something small and often. That way, you don't have to stop working.
What is the worst part of the journey?
The worst part of the journey? That's easy to answer. I ran out of chocolate.
Chocolate? It's also my favorite. When did you start to sail?
I have sailed boats since I was very young, and started to get ready for this journey when I was only 12. I enjoyed sailing alone, but I'm looking forward to going back to school now. Next time, I'd like to go sailing with my friends.
Good idea. It would be a different journey, I think. That's all for today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our program. Today, I'd like to introduce Seb Hickman, one of the youngest people to sail across the Atlantic Ocean. Seb Hickman has a fantastic and exciting hobby. He sailed his boat 5,000 kilometers from England to America. Hello, Seb.
Hello.
Can you tell us something about your journey? I mean, what did you see and how did you feel?
Yes, sometimes I was afraid, but I still enjoyed every moment. The best things were seeing fish and other animals swimming close to the boat, and I was very happy to arrive in America at last.
That sounds great. What did you do on a boat alone?
I am busy all the time. It is difficult to make something to eat on this kind of journey because you have to watch the sea all the time. Usually, you eat something small and often. That way, you don't have to stop working.
What is the worst part of the journey?
The worst part of the journey? That's easy to answer. I ran out of chocolate.
Chocolate? It's also my favorite. When did you start to sail?
I have sailed boats since I was very young and started to get ready for this journey when I was only 12. I enjoyed sailing alone, but I'm looking forward to going back to school now. Next time, I'd like to go sailing with my friends.
Good idea. It will be a different journey, I think. That's all for today. Thank you.
You're welcome. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. William Wordsworth was one of the leading British poets from 1800 to 1850. He grew up in the Lake District in northwest England. His parents died when he was a child, and his life with his grandparents was not very happy. To feel better, he loved to go for long walks in the mountains or to take boat rides. After he graduated from Cambridge University, he moved to France. A few years later, he returned to the Lake District and began to write poems about nature. He had a strong imagination and wrote poems about the power and the beauty of nature. He often spent his holidays on walking tours, visiting places famous for the beauty of their landscape. In 1790, he went on a walking tour of Europe and visited nearby areas of France, Switzerland, and Italy. He often created his poems during long walks. And then he told them to his sister, Dorothy, who wrote them down for him. Unlike other poets before him, Wordsworth used a simple language in his poems, and he described the lives of common people.
William Wordsworth was one of the leading British poets from 1800 to 1850. He grew up in the Lake District in northwest England. His parents died when he was a child, and his life with his grandparents was not very happy. To feel better, he loved to go for long walks in the mountains or to take boat rides. After he graduated from Cambridge University, he moved to France. A few years later, he returned to the Lake District and began to write poems about nature. He had a strong imagination and wrote poems about the power and the beauty of nature. He often spent his holidays on walking tours, visiting places famous for the beauty of their landscape. In 1790, he went on a walking tour of Europe and visited nearby areas of France, Switzerland, and Italy. He often created his poems during long walks, and then he told them to his sister, Dorothy, who wrote them down for him. Unlike other poets before him, Wordsworth used simple language in his poems, and he described the lives of common people.
听力考试到此结束，请同学们继续答题。